I think the word radical is quite important. I believe it was a fellow Cambridge undergraduate, Bertrand Russell, who actually got VW interested in the work of Whitman. So that's in the early 1890s. So he was really cutting edge at the time, of course. And I think Vaughan Williams thought of Whitman as a sort of breath of fresh air in literature in English, which is very true, because Whitman's use of the language was very radical. He approached subjects that other poets wouldn't touch with a barge pole. And his use of meter and rhyme and things were very, very different to what was being written in England at the time. So it appealed to Vaughan Williams in his radical mode, definitely, as well as a lot of other English composers, by the way. Stanford set Whitman, Delius, Holst, and lots of others. He had a huge influence on English musical thinking.
Do you think that it might have been also the outlook of Whitman, which was difficult to pinpoint, because he, I think, has been categorized as a deist, but it seems to me that there was something there with Vaughan Williams that was, if you like, tangential, because we have throughout his work this feeling that's at the back of my mind, at any rate, that he was an agnostic, but set often texts that had, I wouldn't say religious overtones, but spiritual overtones, you know?
Definitely, definitely. And that chimed in with Vaughan Williams' own feeling and thought at the time, I think. You know, he was in that radical mode a lot of the time, but he was also deeply spiritual right the way through his life. And that doesn't mean religious either. It means a sort of transcendentalism, really, which is something that came from a lot of the American writers, Thoreau and other writers like that, the sort of New England writers. They all had the same sort of spiritual ethos that appealed to Vaughan Williams and a lot of other composers. Charles Ives was another one who was affected